The second one is the next one. Well, let's just do the next one. So, Chris,
yes.
Tell me about a work experience you enjoyed that probably satisfied most of your criteria, being fun and you're part of a team and those kind of things. But wouldn't even have to satisfy all those if it's something you enjoyed doing, a project.
Well, what I really love doing more than anything is when we decide we want to have a certain training, like the program we're doing with Bill O'Hanlon and Steve Gilligan, the hypnosis program in 2016. What I love is when we take a certain program and we put it all together, and there's the whole creative process, and then seeing that process all the way through to completion when it happens and when it begins. And for me, it's just exciting, that whole getting the seed of it and then making it happen and then actually seeing it happen. And that just brings me great satisfaction.
Okay, cool. So, turn to your partner and ask them, say, tell me about a work experience you enjoyed. And then listen to what they respond, and then we'll talk about what you might pick up from that. So, in that, when the person told you that story, they told you about three different meta programs. We'll probably do it several times so you can get all of them. The one we're looking for right now is reactive versus proactive. And when you're more on the reactive end, you're reacting to things. It's like you'll hear words like assess, I'll take it one step at a time, I'll stop and figure it out. I won't jump to conclusions. I need to analyze that before I make a move. Chris's dad has a saying that he likes. He says, a wasted move is worse than no move at all.
It comes from chess, the game of chess.
But
sometimes it's better to just sit and do nothing than to do anything at all, and it works itself out.
So here you wait. You wait to find out. You gather information. You give it time. So that's reactive. Proactive is you jump into it and make it happen now. You get impatient. If it isn't happening now, you start getting nervous. Well, I'm going to make it happen. If you're too proactive, you know, you run down the trail and jump over the log and get bitten by the snake because you didn't check it out. So again, this is a continuum like all the other ones.
And just like all the other ones, each one can be helpful in different contexts, whatever the context can be. And they can also not be so useful or helpful.
What do you think Chris was from what she said? Do y'all remember what she said?
I just said I love seeing...
Reactive.
No. It was really it was mostly proactive. Because she said, well, I'm going to make it happen. She said, what I like is we get together, we make these things happen, we do A, B, C, and see the results, and that's what I really like doing.
Whereas reactive might be like, well, I like it when we put together a program and then I'll sit and just kind of watch the pieces unfold as they do, and I seem to like the way everything just kind of comes together and it's due time and I can just sit back and
Before we do this, we really need to analyze the return on investment and figure out what's going to be the best possible decision. Take it one step at a time. Don't make a lot of false moves. That's reactive.
I mean, that's a very close linguistic thing between procedural and reactive.
Like great
step
question.
By step and stepping. This is like, could be confusing.
Yeah, great question. None of these are necessarily dependent on the other ones. You can be very procedural and proactive.
Apparently.
Yeah. Because you can jump in and start doing it, but you follow a procedure to do it. So this is just how fast, do you wait and analyze it and figure it out, or do you just go after it?
And where might it be good to be reactive?
Climbing a mountain.
But that might be good.
Yeah.
Might be good. Climbing down the mountain in particular, maybe, right? Yeah. Good one.
Irma?
I was thinking when you want to make a big decision, like buying a house or marrying.
You know, do you all know who Richard Branson is?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He wrote a book, the guy that owns Virgin Airlines and before that. He wrote a book called Screw It, Just Do It. Some of you seen that? Mo was nodding. I didn't know if you'd seen it. But you know him about him well enough to know that might be his attitude.
Which would that be? Proactive or very, yeah.
That's like off the chart proactive, yeah. Right? And if you read his autobiography, Losing My Virginity was the title of it. Because he lost Virgin Records, but then he got Virgin Airplane. He talks about there have been a number of times where he has done that. He's taken off on an idea and realized he's way ahead of the game, and he had already jumped too fast, and he had to kind of back up. The other one that got in trouble for that was Steve Jobs. And there's a great book by Walter Isaacson, which is a biography of Steve Jobs that I think is really well written. We both thought it was a really great book. Have any of you read that? Because in that, it's a good, it's well written, real, very well written book.
He did one on Einstein, too.
Yeah. But anyway, the one on Steve Jobs, it's pretty clear that Steve Jobs was incredibly proactive. And if somebody was too reactive, he didn't want him around. It's like, get rid of him. We don't need people like that. What was the word he used for them? He had some kind of disparaging name for people like that.
The opposite in corporate is Michael Dell, because he constantly, for Dell, when he built that company, he might have been proactive as an individual, but he made it the fast follower. So he often waited to see what other leading companies were doing, and then he would do it better. Yes. Microsoft had that as well in the 90s.
That's a nice example.
They would look at all the startups, and then they would come out with their version that was maybe not perfect, the first version, but the second one was much better.
Yeah.
So they were fast followers of what was really happening.
Yeah, that's interesting when you're saying that. And there are people that are very successful that do that. Remember, there's a guy named Howard Schenson. When I first started doing seminars, this guy was a seminar leaders consultant, basically. And he said, you know, everybody's out there thinking they need to go out and create something new. He said, find out what's selling, create your version of it, and that's going to sell better. So just find the best one, and basically, he didn't know NLP, but he said, copy what they're doing or model what they're doing in your own way, and that'd be more like this, figuring out, analyzing the market.
Sometimes reactive people can be really good. They're in positions that require them to be putting out fires all the time. Like there might be somebody that works on a customer service line, and so they need to respond to the complaints. And so that's being reactive to a complaint that might be coming in.
So let's think of different jobs. You're a bank manager. What do you want your teller to be, reactive or proactive? It's a reactive job, right? You don't want proactive tellers. You want them to just show up and... Well, you don't want them getting bored and saying, we ought to make something happen here. What do you want your police officers to be?
Proactive.
Mm.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
I think... Think about... It depends on the context. But in general, you want them, like the firefighters, first responders. You want them responding, not making it happen. And when you get police that are too active, what happens?
Yeah.
They start hurting people. That's when they start shooting people. So.
What about at the fancy fine dining restaurant that you eat at? Do you want your server to be reactive or proactive?
Proactive.
No. It could be, depend on the context. Yeah. One time Tim and I, this wasn't fine dining, but we went out to eat, and this was back when we ate pizza, and there was like 50 different kinds. And we ordered the pizza, and the server said, you know, this, you really should order this one.
That's my
favorite one. But he was being really proactive and also options. Oh, internally referenced.
Yeah, do you want your waiter to be internally referenced? Can I have another cup of coffee? Nope, you've had enough. Eat those peas.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, it's in our relationship, it's funny. Tim can be really proactive, and we'll be watching, this happens at once in a blue moon, television at night, an infomercial. And the opportunity to buy the panini maker will come on. And it says, if you call in just 10 minutes, you'll get a second panini maker. But wait, there's more. If you call in 10 minutes, you'll actually get a spatula. And so Tim's on the phone dialing. And anyway, long story short, we have a lot of useful...
We have two of everything in our house.
We don't necessarily use them all the time, but I tend to be more reactive in things like that. So it's just funny, in the even the smallest context, these things can play out.
Think of the phrases we have, the catchphrases. He who hesitates is lost. Have you heard that one? Wasted move is this one. So reactive versus proactive. Again, it's going to depend on the context. There are certain things and times when you want to wait and analyze. If you had an operation coming up, the doctor suggests something, and it's serious, do you want to be proactive there and just get it done and over with? Or do you want to get a second opinion or gather more data? You might consider that. So if you tend, there's certain things you want to consider in different contexts. Any questions, comments? So what do you think your partner is?
The person you've been interviewing.
Connect with your partner and tell each other what you think they are and see if they agree.